As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Got Tom Ackerman in the studio. Love his beautiful viewpoint on life. I'm like, hey, rough weekend for the St. Louis team. He's like, yeah, it's just sports, he said. Yeah, and we'll all be good.
It's just sports. It's only a multi-billion dollar business.
You know.
Who cares? No, I mean, look, in the grand scheme of things, I cannot live my life. And I will sometimes during Indiana basketball season. My mood will swing. Depending on how Indiana plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go through. I mean, I would drive myself crazy if I went through every weekend like, yeah, my life is great because the Cardinals and Blues won, and now I'm disappointed. If the Blues don't win tonight, that camera, I moved that too. Drew Young, our producer here, does such a terrific job. I don't know. It moves on its own. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
You're very tall, Tom, so maybe you've just got to point it up a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe so. But, you know, if the Blues don't win tonight, it is not the end of the world. Let me just prep you for that right now. Because regardless of whether you're down 0-2 or if it's 1-1, if it's 1-1, it's amazing because you're coming home and now you're forcing Winnipeg to have to knock you off at home because you will have the advantage. But if you come back 0-2, game 3 on Thursday night is going to be unbelievable. Whether you lose tonight or not, it'll be an incredible atmosphere. It'll be like a 9 p.m. face-off eventually on Thursday. They say 8:30, but it's really like 8:45, 9 o'clock. It'll be the wildest crowd you've ever heard at Enterprise Center, aside from the Stanley Cup finals, of course, because it's going to be late. It's going to be the first playoff game in 3 years. Everyone will be drinking for hours and hours.
Taking off Friday.
and Friday. Yeah. It's going to be nuts. Okay, so pressure's on Winnipeg to win this game is what I'm telling you. They need to win game 2. And I thought the Blues played pretty well in game 1, except for that final period. The ice was tilted in Winnipeg's favor, we like to say. They controlled the puck. They didn't let the Blues get the puck. The Blues committed some dumb penalties early in the game. One of them led to a goal by Mark Scheifele in the power play. The other one, Zach Bolduc later. You know, it just takes away your opportunities to score. The biggest problem in that game was the Blues did not have the puck. And when you don't have it, you don't have opportunities to score. They only had 17 shots on goal the entire game. Connor Hellebuck, the best goaltender in the league this year, had to make 14 saves. That's it to win the game. Now, you could look at that and say that's a real problem, or you could say to your team, and this is what I would do, I would say, guys, we had 17 shots on goal, and we almost won the darn game. We're up 3-2 in the third period. Mm-hmm. We need to put the puck on the net and make this guy do some work.
For perspective then, so you're saying 17 shots on goal, what would be typical? So you're saying that's really low.
Yeah, you want to get into the 20s. Okay. I mean, Jordan Binnington made 21 saves. I'd say, you know, get in there. Get 25, 28, 30 shots on this goaltender. Let's go. And the Blues have some scores. They have the ability to do that. But they've got to possess the puck. And again, they've got to stop with the bad penalties. Jake Neighbors will learn from that. A slashing penalty led to a power play. Zach Bolduc, cross-check after the whistle. You can't do that. I don't care how exciting it is and how intense it is. You have to be disciplined, and the veterans won't do that, I don't think. The young guys did. So you learn from that, and you move forward. The Blues are plenty intense. I mean, they hit like crazy. They were hitting everything that moved. But the problem is, again, the reason you're hitting everything is because you don't have the puck.
You're chasing a minute late. Yeah.
You're chasing them. So you're hammering them like crazy, but that's because you don't have it. The Blues need to get the puck and take control of this game tonight, and they can. I mean, they're a really good hockey team that I think, again, pressure on Winnipeg, better not lose this game tonight, because if it comes back to St. Louis 1-1, it is going to be an absolute zoo on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
In downtown St. Louis. It's going to be awesome.
It ought to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the Cardinals?
Man, really, look, the Cardinals just found out what a real contender looks like. The New York Mets are going to win the World Series, I think.
Really?
They were my pick at the start of the year. I think the Mets are going to win it all. And the reason I say that is I don't see a team, aside from the Dodgers, who have a 1-2-3 like they do at the start of the order. It's almost impossible to get around. Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto and Pete Alonso. I mean, you just can't get around those three no matter which way you do it. And if you look at the Cardinals, they actually pitch really well. They pitch really well. And they gave up a late home run to Lindor in the second game of this series, the Friday game. They didn't hit. Cardinals did not come through with the big hits when they needed, and the Mets don't have a problem with that. I mean, the top of their order, and they spent a lot of money on them, but Lindor, Soto, and Alonso. Cardinals don't have those players in their lineup. I've said this over and over. I am feeling much better when I realized that this team is about individuals improving, and if it all works out that the Cardinals suddenly become a contender, great. But if I'm being honest with you, and I have been from the beginning, if I look at this team, I don't see that. I don't see that contender to go to the World Series like the Mets have. They just don't. So why would I get all worked up about it? All I'm going to do is say that's a better team. The Cardinals need to show improvement across their roster. Do I see that happening right now? I did. Now I'm not seeing it as much. Walker, Gorman, Newt Barr, let's see some of these guys improve and get better as the season goes along and make moves accordingly. In 2026, 2027 should be dynamite once Heim Bloom takes over and assembles the team that he wants. Okay. That's how I see it.
So Battlehawks, not a great weekend for them. I mean, they've been doing well. This was just one loss.
Are they 2-2 now?
They lost, back-to-back games.
I was going to say, I knew they lost one other one.
I like their defense at times. They had a pick six that got the game back tied, but the offense is not very satisfying. And they lost their quarterback, so they started.
He was injured, right?
Yep. So that they started Max Duggan, and I don't see the offense that they had under AJ McCarron. I thought that was a fun offense last year. They have a good running back situation, but they're not moving the ball very well. The Battlehawks are going to host the championship game if they want to get there. So
they got to
get there and get to the dome and host that championship game and hope that all works out. And then as for City, a scoreless draw. So they're the only one on Saturday that didn't lose. And I actually think it was a really nicely played game by them. I mean, they were very well organized. I thought that they played a really good game against the best team in all of Major League Soccer. Vancouver's the best team. And the frustrating part is they had a goal that was called back again. They had one the week before that was called back because of a phantom offsides that I still don't understand. So this time around, they had one called back against a great defense. Vancouver's got a great defense. And so to just be able to get through them and attack them like they did one-on-one, I thought was good. But they didn't come through with a goal, and it was called back. It's not a bad thing that they played a scoreless draw against the best team in Major League Soccer at all. It should bring confidence to them that their defensive style is elite. Now they have to figure out a way to get goals. Maybe that's just better luck, better health, but somehow, some way they got to figure it out. They've got the defense handled. And by the way, Roman Berkey's coming back. So their goaltending has been fine. Their defense has been fine, even with Berkey out. Now he comes back. He's their superstar, and hopefully they can spark something offensively.
Yeah, it's good. You got a roll?
Not really.
No, you're in good shape.
You want to hang out a little longer?
This might be a silly comment. This is coming from someone who's never played soccer. It's such a big net. Like, I get that you have all the, you know, the players there trying to get it away so they can't even get a shot, you know, trying to kick it. But it just surprises me that there's not, it surprises me that soccer is such a low scoring game.
Mm-hmm. It gives you this respect, doesn't it, for how they play defensively, that they always seem to be in position to keep you.
Yeah.
From kicking into that huge net, mm-hmm. because if it is one-on-one, you're pretty much done. I mean, if you look at the PKs, I mean, they're just guessing at that point. They're like, that way. Nope, it's going this way. But if you play soccer and you watch, it really is about strategy not allowing you to get a shot on goal or a decent look at it or a good angle at it. So, yeah, I mean, it is amazing to watch when you really break it down. You look at the athleticism of those players and how they always seem to be in the right spot most of the time.
You watched Justin Thomas win that golf tournament yesterday?
JT wins for the first time in 3 years.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We were glued to the TV finishing up our leftovers, and it went to overtime, I guess you call it. What do you call it?
Playoff,
I'm sorry. And then they played that final hole, and he sunk, what, about
a
12-foot putt? It was beautiful.
He's good. And he gave his baby like a little squeeze on the foot as he went by to play that playoff hole. You know, his wife was holding their cute baby. Little baby, and he went up
That's
and just for good luck, he did a little
It worked. You know?
Is that the noise? Doot. Like a little boop on the nose.
Yeah, a little doot. Boop. And then went out there and won. I like JT. He's like a normal guy. I like him a lot. He was the defending champion of the PGA Championship when it was here in St. Louis. So while he didn't win at Belrive, he was the defending champ. So he did all the, you know, press conferences beforehand, helped promote the event here. And so some of us got to, you know, spend a little time with him, and he's really a likable guy.
My nephews liked him because he went to Alabama, apparently.
Of course.
He likes the Tide, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, roll Tide.
Tom?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom, thanks.
All right, buddy.
Always great having you.
See you, Tom.
Appreciate that. All right. Quick break. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.